Well, welcome back to what is not an emergency podcast, but certainly an unexpected one. There was a time when, this before my time, but Franklin Roosevelt was having fireside chats to keep the nation informed and confident about the future. And so our Sun City Shadow Hills version of that is coming up in 2020. And my guest is our board of directors president, Kim Fuller. And Kim, before we start, I just want to relay what I've heard from a lot of residents, and that is we are so appreciative of what you and the board are doing. We know you didn't sign up for this kind of work, and everyone I've talked to is so thankful that you're keeping us informed and very appreciative of all your hard work. So with that, welcome.
Thanks very much. Okay, everybody, we're going to be, actually this podcast venue is going to turn out to be maybe one of the best communication vehicles in this situation in order to get information out to you quickly, because sometimes writing, it takes a very long time and it's difficult versus if I can just explain things. And if we need to, we'll do this every day for a while. You know, maybe I might be back here on Thursday, depends on how we're doing. So let me tell you where we're at. The County of Riverside gave an order for which we have to comply. And that order is, I'll read it to you, all gatherings within the jurisdiction of the public health officer, County of Riverside, in any unexpected presence of at least 10 individuals between March 16th, April 30th, is hereby prohibited. So basically, any gathering that's going to have 10 people or more, we are not allowed to do it. It further goes on to say that any gathering of less than 10 people, it can only happen if the people can maintain 6 feet apart. So, an example, two treadmills together that are only 3 feet apart is not allowed. The gathering of more than 10 people in the room is not allowed. So now let's go through and talk about how we're going to proceed. Now, on a side note, my business is in Northern California in Alameda County. To tell you, seven counties up there have instituted a much stronger directive. Up there, I'll read it to you. It says you are to shelter in place. So basically, everybody has to stay home. So my business is closed. There's no option in Northern California. And think about it. It's real possible that's going to happen here, too. Okay, the directive's pretty clear about what we're going to have some changes that are going to be coming up. So the board, by the way, let me just say, folks, thanks for your nice words. The board, it's a privilege. These people have been meeting every day. They're talking every day. Staff's been on call. When I write you a message on the weekend, it's because staff is working and making that happen. So everybody's working, trying to make this deal. The board met this morning, first thing, 8:30, and just got done a little while ago. So currently, through April 15th, all clubs and groups, meetings, and events are now suspended. Every club and group will suspend all their activities. Now, if you have any question about that, please give me a call. Write to me. And if there's any point of an exception for whatever reason, we'll review it. The advisory committees, we want you to postpone all committee meetings if possible. Now, that's not always possible. Example, the Finance Advisory Committee, it's pretty critical that these people take care of the business here. We just can't shut down $1 million a month business easily. So there will be some committees meetings that will need to take place. But if you do, you need to have less than 10 people in that room. You got to be 6 feet apart, which means, you know, for the committee meetings, we have Skype capability and phone conferencing. So that's always possible. The shred it event where you could bring in your documents to be shredded, that's postponed. So on 4/20, that will not happen. Movie nights are canceled till further notice. The Padres baseball game, I think it was going to be May 3. That's canceled. Some of these events we need to cancel now. Otherwise we lose deposits. And some of those deposits are thousands of dollars. The billions room is now closed. And keep in mind, a lot of these things, if you think about it, it's because of the proximity of the people, the number of people. It's very difficult in our eyes to think that somebody can play pool while you're all touching the same balls without sterilizing them after every shot or after every time you play. This is difficult. And the whole goal here is to minimize the spread of this virus. We now have to get on board to that goal, and that is to make sure the neighbors are safe. That's what we're here for. All fitness classes have been canceled. The fitness class passes, those of you who bought a fitness pass, there were yearly passes, monthly passes. The board is not even going to discuss and determine the outcome of any possible refunds or credits till the crisis is over and we are back to normal operation. So keep your passes and keep them safe, and the board will then make a determination in the future what might happen. The gyms have been closed as of this morning. I sent out a little email about that. That was pretty clear by the directive. We could not keep them open. The pools are closed. Pools and spas are closed. This one took a lot of time on the part of the board. Part of the issue here is the law, the attorneys feel that the venue in the case of the pool is also the pool deck. And that would mean no more than 9 people could be in the deck area and or the pool at any given time, because you also have to allow for a staff person to walk out there and monitor. We just don't believe at this point we have the staffing or capability to monitor that situation and then comply with the law. Shadows is now closed for sit-down seating. We did that by noontime. So takeout is available, and Shadows is working on beefing that part up. So, and I believe the hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can order anything and then go in and take it out, pay for it and take it out. So there is an alternative. Now, when I say 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., that will mean if you call in at 6:05 and put in an order, you'll get it. And they will tell you when to come pick it up and then go pick it up. So that will hopefully help many. The Montecito Cafe is closed. The Bistro at the Santa Rosa is open. That will remain open. Now let's talk about how this will work. The law says less than 10 people in the room. Well, there's usually 2 staff people in that room. That means that leaves 8. So if there's 2 tables of 4 sitting there, technically, we have to lock the doors and not let anybody in. So when golfers come in to register, we could do it. So we're going to need your help. What it means is if you order something at Bistro, either take it outside to eat it, but if there's 4 people there, we're going to be instructing staff that anybody else is going to have to take their food somewhere else so we can allow people to come in and leave and register to play golf. So we got to work around this a little bit. Everybody helps out. It'll work. We can make this work. The snack bar at the South Course is open. Now, the golf courses. Golf courses at this point are both going to stay open. We believe under the compliance of the law, 4 people playing golf together on any given hole is in compliance, is easily within compliance. What we're working with is to make sure that people aren't in close proximity. And residents, you got to help us here. You got to make sure you stay away from people when you're together. So Truen is geared up so that you only have 1 person in a golf cart. If you have your own golf cart, please bring your own golf cart, and then you can use your own golf cart. In the past, there were rules about not having 4 carts all being used at the same time. We wanted people to double up. A lot of that was for, you know, care of the golf course. That's been lifted. So you can have 4 golf carts so that there's 1 person per cart in order to comply with the 6-foot rule. We are also at this point going to allow people to walk both courses. In the past, you could walk the North Course, but you could not walk the South Course. You may walk the South Course, so you don't have to get in a cart. Please just keep up. Now, when you go into the pro shop, we still have to comply with the regs, and we're asking staff to make sure we do this, but residents, you can help. We can't have more than 10 people in the room. if there's a couple of staff people, that leaves eight. It's real possible a staff person could ask you to wait outside if we've reached the limit. When you're in the pro shop, stay 6 feet apart. You can't hug your neighbor anymore. You got to leave them alone. No handshaking. Everybody likes everybody. That's take a walk and say hello. But while you're golfing in those pro shops, we need to extra caution here. We are not going to allow shotgun events. So, and for those who are non-golfers who are listening to this for fun, a shotgun is when everybody starts play at the same time. So they'll have people go out to the course, and there'll be players on every single hole's tee box, and they will then fire off a gun, and everybody starts at the same time. All shotgun events have been canceled. So it'll be tee times only. So if you were a golfer who was coming into playing in a shotgun event coming up, contact the pro shop. It will only be done by tee times. And that's because, naturally, a shotgun event could mean 100 people at the pro shop before it starts, gathering around. We don't want that. We don't want a gathering of that many people. Okay, let's talk about tennis, pickleball, bocce courts. This is all remaining open with everybody's cooperation. All of the programs and activities for these sports are canceled. So an example, if you are a pickleball player, there has been where four courts are scheduled for certain players to play at 9 a.m. That's all canceled. The tennis people, the pickleball people, will not have priority to the courts until further notice. So if all those events and those programs are canceled, what's open is the courts themselves for people to play. So the way it'll work is any resident may call up and make a reservation for 1.5 hours to play tennis or racquetball. That way, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis, so what's gone is the program and event, but you all can play. You would all just make arrangements to play with somebody and then make your reservation and go play. Please limit being next to each other if you're waiting to play. Stay 6 feet apart. We're going to be watching. We have to make sure we comply. All courts first come, first serve. All the courts now are open for residents on a reservation basis. There's no priority to the tennis club and or pickleball club. The board meeting on the 30th is canceled. Now, this becomes very unique situation. State law requires that open board meetings are required. We have to allow an open board meeting where people can speak, and there's certain businesses that can only take place in an open meeting. So now we're in a dilemma. How do we do the business of the HOA when we have a directive that says we can't put more than 10 people in a room? Five of whom are board members, one is a staff person, one's the guy recording. That leaves three people could be in that room if they wanted to talk. And if five people wanted to talk, law says I have to let you talk. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to cancel that board meeting. The board will meet in executive session and will do whatever business is required, and we will then ratify it at the next open board meeting to allow people to speak. We have no other way. We've talked to legal counsel to make this work. There is a conflict between the state law and us doing business and the order of the county to say we can't have more than 10 people in a room. So the board meeting on the 30th will be canceled. The annual meeting will take place, but we are asking and urging you not to come to it. That simple. So we will be holding that meeting for the purpose of counting ballots, of just finishing the election. At the annual meeting, you know, we will be doing the board election, and there's also four measures. So two of which are really administrative. One is dealing with an IRS tax ruling. One is approving the minutes. The other measure is the frontier measure. This is, are we going to approve the possibility of a five-year contract? Well, we need to finish this business. So we will, on April 7th, open the polls at 9 o'clock. If you have a ballot, you may bring it in at 9 o'clock. We will monitor it to make sure there's no more than 10 people in the room at one time. You could bring in a ballot, we're going to ask you to leave. At 10 o'clock, the polls will close. We will then take a recess. They will count the ballots. We will announce it at 2 o'clock. It will all be recorded. And that way the election will be over. So we're not going to hold a meeting for 200 people. We're going to do this in half the ballroom, and we will be extremely careful about not letting more than 10 people in the room at one time. Let's see. Did I do that meeting correctly? I did. Okay, now I zipped through all that very, very quickly because I thought I'd be here for 45 minutes, and I've been here only for what? 10, 50.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Okay, so hopefully I've answered most of the preliminary questions. Basically, most operations are closed. The golf is remaining open. Shadows on Takeout's open. The bistro's open. The tennis courts are open. The pickleball courts are open, but their events are not going to happen. And as a principal, all clubs and their groups, their activities, their meetings are canceled till further notice. We are going to reevaluate everything from April 15th through April 30th in the next week or so. Definitely, it's all canceled through April 15th. We will then evaluate what's coming up in the next week based on what we think will happen. The directive from the county, to be sure, is for until the end of April. So It's not likely. I think everybody should count on the fact that we're going to be doing business this way at least and probably till around May 1. And then hopefully there'll be a subsize in the, a reduction in that sick curve, and everybody will get back to normal. Let me say, we will get through this very easily, but please, please, keep your distance from people. If you feel sick at all, stay home. You don't need to go out and make this any worse for somebody else. If people do need help, contact people. Contact your friends if you need some help. And as far as getting food. And if you are a person who went to Costco and purchased a garage full of toilet paper, if I hear that you're selling it for $10 a roll, that will make me upset. And nobody wants me upset. I much enjoy meeting you and smiling with you. So, with that, I will turn this back over to Mr. Fearing. It's truly a pleasure. I want to thank you for your kind words, and this will be over sooner than you know. It's a little minor glitch in our lives, but I still contend. If I have to live someplace, this is the place, even through this.
For sure.
Thank you all.
Well, thank you, Kim. And this is obviously a fluid situation. And we will be having subsequent podcasts if they're called for. And in the meantime, you may have questions. And if you do, I'd like to start a mailbag. You can just send them in to podcasts@suncityshadowhills.com, and Kim will address any of those concerns at a future session that we have. And so looking on the bright side, since you have some time on your hand, and some of you I know enjoy listening to podcasts, not just this one. And so I'd like to suggest that you listen to a podcast that they do at Bighorn. What is a trivia question? What does Sun City, Shadow Hills, and Bighorn have in common? We both do podcasts. Bighorn features interviews with their members. And we could do that. If there's interest in that, we could do that here. We've got a lot of interesting people here. people that the neighbors would like to get to know better. And please do that. And again, email me your responses, both on whether you think there's an audience for this, and if so, who you suggest I might contact. And finally, I was just in Los Angeles over the weekend, and I can tell you that your grandchildren are worried about you. The news is on all day. They know our age group is the most vulnerable, and your grandchildren are worried. And so I urge you to stay in contact with them. FaceTime's wonderful, but there's other vehicles as well. And as Kim says, we're all going to get through this together. So with that, until next time, bye-bye.